Hello, everybody. You are listening to Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks, music from around the Bay, every Monday here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'll be telling you about wonderful artists performing in your area so you can go check them out for yourselves and have some fun. Because life's all about having fun. Am I right? Hello, everyone. This is DJ Keeks here, and you're listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for tuning into my second show. And today it will be a very special one for me because I'll be talking about an artist whom I grew up listening to, and I also was a huge fan of her brother. This week, I'll be covering Janet Jackson. She's an amazing artist, extremely talented, and puts her all into her work. Throughout the course of her career, her hard work and talent have landed her with, and take note, 12 American Music Awards, 33 Billboard Music Awards, 5 Grammys, 9 MTV Music Awards, and 13 Soul Train Awards. And that's just to name a few. She starred in movies like Poetic Justice with Tupac Shakur. She's had a leading role in Nutty Professor 2 and starred in Tyler Perry's For Colored Girls, Why Did I Get Married, and Why Did I Get Married 2. She really is a triple threat, and for all I can really say is that she is known for her music and is recognized by anyone who really knows the pop industry, and especially anyone who's familiar with her brother's work, Michael Jackson. They know that Janet is right up there with him. She's been highly influenced by him, and it really shows through her work how talented she is and how much she does and how passionate she is about the work she does. She sings, she dances, and acts. And honestly, I think she can make an amazing comeback with this up-and-coming album that she will be releasing later this year. But I'll be talking about that a bit later. So as I just said, although she does everything, she's really recognized for her music. Her debut album was titled Janet Jackson and was released on September 21st in 1982. Her infamous dad, Joe Jackson, who I'll also be talking about later on, was her manager and arranged for her to be on A&M Records, so she was contracted with them when she was recording her first album. At that time, allegedly, Janet had no interest in becoming a singer. She simply knew that she wanted to work in the entertainment industry. So she began her career as a young actress and started making appearances on her brother's variety show, The Jacksons, which aired just from 1976 to 1977. After that, she began starring in TV series such as Fame and Good Time, and during that same period, she stepped behind the mic to begin her music career and began to become a recording artist. When her self-titled debut album was released, it was charted on the Billboard 200 in New Zealand. Her style of music is generally R&B with a hint of pop. It's really fun, edgy, and sexy, and she was way ahead of her time when she released a lot of her music, especially her hit songs, I must say. Janet wasn't afraid to unleash her sexuality throughout her career as a performer, which a lot of people may believe to be controversial, especially considering her strict upbringing and her parents who raised her and her siblings as Jehovah's Witnesses. Some of her sexier videos, which you may know, are I Get So Lonely, The Velvet Rope, and Would You Mind? But there are many others on the list, and you should go check them out if you have a chance and if you just want to see what I'm talking about. So as I was just saying, Janet and her 8 siblings, yes, there are 9 of them total, they were raised as strict Jehovah's Witnesses, so it was bold of her to make such a sexually enticing music and video throughout her career and to expose herself in such a raw manner. Do you remember the Super Bowl incident back in 2004? Yes, the Nipplegate incident, as it's called, with Justin Timberlake. So allegedly, after that incident occurred, Janet and some of her publicists tried to claim that it was a wardrobe malfunction, but later on, people began to suspect that that wasn't the case. I don't believe that it was a malfunction. I believe it was planned. I mean, it happened right after Justin Timberlake sang "Gonna Have You Naked" by the end of the song. So if that doesn't sound like a rehearsed and set up nip slip, then I don't know what does. But anyway, that was just one example of how she used her sexuality to her advantage. And you know what? It worked. It had people talking about her and the incident. It was in the news for a while. Basically, she was on everyone's radar. And at that moment, it seemed like something Miley Cyrus would do, to be honest. Maybe Miley took notes, because honestly, it doesn't seem, I'm not saying it in a bad way, it was a really smart business move, but she did something outrageous and had everyone talking about it for weeks. I guess even years, because technically we're still talking about it literally at this very moment. Although Janet has a few crazy moves throughout her career, nothing has been too intense or over the top, and she never did anything that affected anyone else negatively. Aside from her decisions as a performer, there's a rumor that she made a decision to keep a secret child, which I know sounds really bizarre, but the rumor is that she made this decision decades ago to hide the fact that she has a daughter. I'm just sharing this because I thought it was interesting, random little rumor. I personally don't believe it. But I heard it not too long ago. It's a pretty new rumor, and I just wanted to bring it up. Allegedly, she has a daughter who is now either in her mid or late 20s and just graduated from Harvard. And when I heard the rumor, I thought that people were speaking of her having a young child with her current husband, who she's now been married to since 2012. And that is not the case. They're talking about someone who was born years ago, decades ago, to be exact. Like I said, I don't know. It doesn't sound too legitimate to me, but that's just what's going around. I did actually look it up online, and I saw pictures of this alleged daughter of hers, and I would have to say that she does look a lot like Miss Jackson. It's pretty funny. It's just an interesting rumor once again. You know, there's no deep meaning behind it. I don't think it's true personally, but if you want to look that up for yourself and just see the comparison, it is kind of scary how much this young woman does look like Janet Jackson. Now, another thing about Janet is that you can't really mention her or any of the Jackson kids for that matter without bringing up their dad. I'm sure if you guys have seen The Jacksons, The American Dream, it's a movie that's been aired on ABC, VH1, Centric, BET, and other video networks. And it was about their lives growing up, how they reached stardom, and problems they had with their dad, each other, and a lot of issues from their personal lives and their musical careers and so on and so forth. It's a pretty long movie, but I feel like it kind of got into detail and you got to see just how strict their dad was with them and how it seemed like he was taking whatever problem he had with the world out on his children. So their dad, Joe Jackson, was very strict, as I'm sure you already know if you're a fan of Michael or Janet. He was so strict to the point where he was just completely unreasonable. And when it came to a lot of issues in his home, he wouldn't listen. He wouldn't compromise. He had to run the house with an iron fist. He was also really abusive, which is super sad. I remember one part of the Jackson movie where he would make the kids go to a tree in their front yard and choose a branch for him to whip them with if they couldn't get the dance moves right or couldn't figure out how to play the song or sing it correctly while they were rehearsing at home. Now, just let that sink in. I don't know about you, but that seems extremely excessive and out of line, in my opinion. Those poor kids really did seem to suffer under the hand of their dad. And the sad thing is that he probably feels like his overly strict upbringing is the reason some of them have become so successful. It's really sad and just not okay, and I feel very sorry for them. The kids were so afraid of him growing up that they even refer to him as Joe instead of Dad. You can tell that they didn't have a strong personal and loving connection with him. And so for that reason, my heart goes out to them because they all tried their hardest to make their dad happy and proud of them, but it was never good enough. On a brighter note, I think it's time we should get into our first song of the day, titled All Right, off of Janet's album Rhythm Nation, 1814. I love this song, and I can never listen to it without singing along. And for those of you who haven't seen the video, please go check it out. It's a really amazing video. She's in her signature look at the time, which was a suit and a hat. She's dancing around the street and all over the city with some friends who are all amazing dancers, by the way. The song is fun. The video is fun. It's just an overall good song to have on your playlist. You really can't fail with this one, to be honest. So without further ado, once again, the song is titled All Right by Janet Jackson, and you are listening to Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Hello, everyone, and thank you for staying tuned. This is Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You just listened to Janet Jackson's song, All Right, which was off of her album, Rhythm Nation, 1814. It's a super amazing album with lots of hits, and it really put Janet's career through the roof. You could tell from that album in particular, especially from her music videos that she released along with it, that she was highly inspired by her brother Michael and used his style of music, dance, and even his clothing sense. She used a very similar style in a lot of her videos where she was dressed very similarly as her brother. Part of her image became that she was Michael Jackson's little sister. I could go on and on about that right now, but it's time that we take our first break. So please stay tuned because we'll be back in a short while to go into segment two of the show, which is when I'll be telling you when and where her upcoming shows will be right here in the Bay. So please stay tuned for that. And remember, you are listening to Penguin Radio. This is Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks. And this is radio.dominican.edu. Don't forget, Penguin Radio is the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
This is Penguin Radio.
Missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah. Not just knee deep, she was totally deep when she did the freak with me.
Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah.
The girl's a freak, the girl never misses a beat, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Not just knee deep, she was totally deep when she did the freak with me.
It didn't twerk, no.
It wasn't fucking no more.
We are back, and you are listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for staying tuned to my second show, the second segment of my show, I should say. For those of you who are just now tuning in, this should be a really fun segment because we're talking about Janet Jackson. In the first segment of the show, I just talked about her life, her upbringing, and the beginning of her career as an entertainer. But now it's time to get into the most important part of the show. This is where I tell you that she will be performing in San Francisco mid-next month. She has two upcoming shows out here, and they will be at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium on Tuesday, October 13th, and Wednesday, October 14th. The address for the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium is 99 Grove Street, and once again, that is over in San Francisco. On both nights, the show will start at 8 o'clock, but I would suggest that you get there early to get yourself situated and also purchase your tickets early. I cannot stress that enough. Tickets are selling like hotcakes, so if you want to go, they need to be purchased ASAP. But overall, it should be a really fun night. Janet has had a lot of hits throughout her career, and she's an amazing singer and performer, and is just really great at entertaining. It was also a treat, I'm sure it's going to be a treat, to see her perform some of her newest songs off of her soon-to-be-released album, Unbreakable. Unbreakable is scheduled to be released on October 2nd of this year. It will be her 11th studio album. You heard me right. This is her 11th album, and it will be released under her own independent music label, Rhythm Nations Records. So kudos to her for that as well. As you may or may not already know, after moving on from A&M Records, Janet was signed with Island Records, but allegedly, she left that company because when her last album, Discipline, was released back in 2008, she felt like Island Records didn't do enough to promote her work. I totally get that. She works hard on all of her stuff, but her last album was something she put a lot of time, energy, and money into. And then to not have it promoted well by the label she was signed to must have been a huge slap in the face, especially because she was already such a well-known artist. If I were her, I probably would have moved on as well. But the fact that she didn't just want to move on and find a new record label to sign to, and instead she ended up creating her own, is really inspiring and shows just how hard she works and how much her music means to her. So back to her tour. She kicked off her Unbreakable World Tour in Vancouver on September 1st of this year and is slowly making her way around the globe. She's even had to continue to add shows to the agenda because they were selling out so fast. Mind you, today is just September 28th. So within the last 27 days, they've had to add shows to their list because it's already in such high demand. There are actually more shows scheduled to be in the Bay Area next year, 2016, as well. There will be a show out here in January and then another in May. So if you guys want to see her live, but you don't get a chance to make it to her show in October, just know that she will be returning next year. So there's no need to panic. Now, that I would like to mention is Janet Jackson is now married. Her husband's name is Wissam Al-Manna. Sorry if I'm pronouncing his name wrong. But they've been married since 2012. He's 40 years old. Janet is 49. And he is a co-owner of Al-Manna, which is a conglomerate that has made him a billionaire. So for a while, he and Janet were actually living in Saudi Arabia together. The reason I felt the need to bring him up is because, now I'm not certain about this, but I believe that he may have inspired Janet to get back into the music scene. Janet released her last album, as I said, Discipline, back in 2008, and it didn't do very well, to be honest. So, as I mentioned not long ago, the record label she was signed with at the time, Island Records, they didn't do much to promote her, so she ended up leaving and creating her own music label. Then the next year, in 2009, her brother Michael passed. And after that, she kind of just disappeared from the music scene. I really empathized with her because that's something that's really hard to go through. And it was good for her to take a long break to get her composure back. At the same time, she was dating Jermaine Dupri. They were together for 9 years, although they never got married. They dated for 9 years. And they ended up breaking up not long after Michael's death. I'm guessing that not too long afterwards, she met her current husband and began her romance with him while working on her personal life issues. I really hope that things work out for them. She's been married twice before, but I feel like this could be the one. As they do, they seem very happy together, and I'm rooting for them. One more thing I should mention while I'm on this topic is that her husband is Muslim, and according to an article from Elite Daily, Janet has decided to be less sexual and more conservative with her performances. The article states, and I'm quoting here, "Janet has made it clear that she will be covered up as the rest of the Muslim women living in UAE after she converted to Islam," end quote. Honestly, I think it's a good decision. The clothes that she chooses to wear on stage, they don't affect the quality of her music, and I don't see a problem with the decision that she's made. I feel like we can get so caught up in what performers are wearing and how they look and how their makeup and their hair and their nails are done that we completely disregard the musical aspect of their shows. And this just proves that Janet really has talent and she doesn't need to show her body to get attention. She can still sing and dance like a beast with all of her clothes on. So right now, we're almost ready to go into our second song. Seems like a good time to do that. And this one is off of her album, The Velvet Rope, which was released back in 1998. This song is one of her classic grown and sexy ones and has that good old R&B vibe. It's really smooth and it's a two-step song for sure, without a doubt. So that's coming up right about now. Once again, it's titled Go Deep and is off of her album, The Velvet Rope. Stay tuned for that right here on Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks, music around the Bay here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, radio.dominican.edu. Time I'll be out tonight. Welcome back, and thanks for staying tuned with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. You are listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, and for this show, I've been talking about Janet Jackson, who will be performing in San Francisco on Tuesday, October 13th, and Wednesday, October 14th. So right now I actually have a friend and a fellow DJ who just walked in, DJ Unspoken. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I am good. So as you just heard, we're doing Janet Jackson for this show. Did you know that she was on tour right now?
I didn't. I mean, I kind of did. Don't let me get the lie to you. I kind of did know she was on tour because I had seen like some stuff on Instagram and she was like pop locking it and everything up on stage.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, she took a little hiatus. She was living in the Middle East, and now she's back and ready to start her music up again. So I'm excited for that. I love Janet Jackson, and I don't have a problem with her wanting to put out a new album at all. I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way because there are people who have been following Janet Jackson since day one, literally for decades.
I think my favorite song by her was All For You.
Oh, yeah.
And that video was amazing.
That's a good one. I had that on a karaoke when I was young. I used to just sing my heart out. All right. So for Janet, it must have been hard for her trying to establish a career for herself with the shadow of her older brother, Michael, overtaking everything. You hear that from celebrities a lot, like Solange, who, you know, gets overshadowed by Beyonce. And then there's Ashley Simpson, who maybe felt overshadowed by Jessica Simpson. So I'm sure Janet may have had a hard time just becoming her own person and being known as Janet Jackson rather than Michael Jackson's little sister. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but I'm guessing it was hard for her to show herself and her art to the world when many people, you know, acknowledged her as Michael Jackson's baby sister.
Right.
She's actually the youngest of all nine of the Jackson children as well. So that must have been difficult. And according to Janet Jackson's official website, janetjackson.com, this album Unbreakable is the one I'm speaking of, which is going to be released later this year. Mm-hmm. It will mark the first time Janet Jackson has opened up about her brother Michael and with reflections concerning her youth. And it also will, quote again, explore Janet's views on where we stand today as individuals and as the interrelated elements of the planet. That's pretty deep.
Yeah, that was really deep. Almost shed a tear there.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, being so heavily inspired by her brother and now not having him around is super difficult. So I'm excited to hear this new album and just see how things are coming along for her and how raw her material is going to be now that she has to reinvent herself in a way. It seems like she really put her heart and soul into creating and recording this album because, like we said, it must have been really hard. Her life changed so drastically after the death of Michael. I can't even begin to imagine how hard that must have been on her. And from what I've heard and from what I've seen, you know, the two of them in interviews and whatnot, they had a close, loving, and respecting relationship. They had a really tight bond.
This is true.
Absolutely. So that's really sad. Any words on that, DJ Unspoken?
I think it is hard for her, and I really can't wait to hear the album. I think the most amazing moment I've ever seen was when they did Scream.
Oh, yeah.
That video was
That is amazing.
Unbelievable, and I could just feel the connection between the two.
For anyone who has not seen Scream, it's a music video. Michael and Janet collaborated, and they did that song together. It's in black and white, super amazing. I think they should turn it into a 3D video, personally, but if they ever get around to that. And a fun fact about that song is it is the first song that Michael Jackson ever cursed on.
This is true.
So that's a little fun fact for you guys. But right now seems like a good time to go into our second break. Please stay tuned. We will be back shortly. This is DJ Keeks, and my guest speaker is DJ Unspoken. You are listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
No, she wasn't ready.
You're listening to Penguin Radio.
Your love makes me feel 10 feet tall. Without it, I go through withdrawal. 'Cause nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing
even matters. These buildings could drift out to sea. Some natural catastrophe. Still there's no place I'd rather be. 'Cause nothing even matters to me. See, nothing even matters. See, nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
You're part of my identity. I sometimes have a tendency to look at you religiously, babe. 'Cause nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters to me. Sit it down, baby, baby.
Oh, now you won't find me at no store.
DJ Unspoken is spilling it right now. Thank you for staying tuned. You're listening to Bay Area Beats with me, DJ Keeks, music around the Bay, and this is Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, at radio.dominican.edu. Okay, so I have been talking about Janet Jackson throughout this episode because she is currently on tour and will be performing in San Francisco next month. From what I hear, her tickets are selling fast, so if you want to go to that show, buy your tickets now or as soon as you can on livenation.com or ticketmaster.com. But as I said, they're going really fast. Get them ASAP. They already added shows for next year because it's an encore performance. People were requesting that they add more shows to the agenda because they're already sold out by the time a lot of people tried to purchase them. Also, as I mentioned in the first two segments, Janet Jackson has had an amazing career. She's 49 years old, still looks amazing. What do you think?
Still looks amazing, but don't crack, for sure. Looks totally awesome.
She's still killing it on the dance floor and putting on a great show every time she has a performance. Have you ever seen her perform?
No, but if I had the chance, I probably would faint and not remember it because I would probably start crying and everything else.
That's so funny. I feel like that. When I watch her brother's shows, they have them on TV and all the people who just faint in the audience and have to be carried away on stretchers. Like, wow, you paid so much money to miss the show.
Right.
But anyways, that would probably be us if we made it to one of her shows. I have seen them on video, have a DVD. Of course, nothing's like the real thing, but it was still really good. I think it was in Hawaii, if I remember correctly. So now it seems like time for music once again. Let's get this started. Right now, I think we're just ready to get into our third and final song of the day. This one is titled Love Will Never Do Without You and is also from her album Rhythm Nation 1814. It's a really fun and adorable song. It's upbeat, and in this one, rather than her being the bad girl, she sings about how she's given in to love and just wants to run away from all of her stress and troubles to be with the guy that she loves, because love is not love without him. You're listening to Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks. My special guest is DJ Unspoken, and this is Penguin Radio.
But whenever there's a problem, we always work
welcome back, everyone. Thank you for staying tuned to Bay Area Beats with me, DJ Keeks, and my special guest, DJ Unspoken. We're here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. The song that I just played for you was titled Love Will Never Do Without You by Janet Jackson, and that was from her album Rhythm Nation 1814. I love the lyrics to that song. They said love wouldn't last. We had to prove them wrong. That's how you do it. Sing it, Janet. For those of you who haven't been tuned in very long, Janet Jackson will be in our very own San Francisco next month on Tuesday, October 13th and Wednesday, October 14th. Both shows will be at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, which is located at 99 Grove Street in San Francisco. Tickets are currently on sale at LiveNation.com and Ticketmaster.com, so hurry out and get your tickets before they sell out because they are selling really fast. And if you won't be able to attend this show, don't panic. She will return next year for encore performances in January and then again in May. The show's going to be a hit, and I'm sure each and every one of her jams, or all of her shows, will be jam-packed and sold out because she has some really dedicated fans who have been following and supporting her for years, even decades. You one of those fans, DJ Unspoken?
Always.
Yeah, I remember growing up, I would watch the Janet Jackson concerts on DVD and like VHS with my mom, and we would sing around the bedroom and just have the whole house filled with music. That's one of my favorite memories from that concert she did in Hawaii. Now, if you can't wait until October 13th and 14th to have some fun, which I can understand that, you can't wait for Miss Jackson to do her thing, there are some shows coming up beforehand which you can go check out until Janet makes her Bay Area appearance. One of those shows is R. Kelly's tour, which is currently going on. He will be performing at the Oracle Arena on Friday, October 2nd at 8 p.m. Keisha Cole and Genuine are also on the lineup for that show, so they'll be performing with him as well, which is great because they can all sing. If you pay to see R. Kelly, then you get two other amazing artists thrown in the mix. That sounds pretty good to me.
Sounds fair.
Sounds really good. You know, I love Keisha Cole. She has an amazing voice. Genuine is fabulous. The man can sing and dance. And I think I always considered him the Usher before Usher came along.
That's a good way to
That's kind of the best way I can really describe Genuine. You can tell that Usher was heavily influenced by his style of music, dance, and fashion, like everything. So that would be a really fun show if you can go see it. I suggest that you do that and buy tickets as soon as possible because, once again, they're really well-known artists. Tickets are selling fast, and if you want to go, you probably need to hop on that now. Again, that show is on October 2nd at 8 p.m. and will be at the Oracle Arena in Oakland. That is also where the Warriors play. That address is 7000 Coliseum Way in Oakland. If you're looking for something more low-key and family-friendly, the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival, it's a tongue twister, right. will be taking place on October 2nd through the 4th, which will be a Friday through Sunday. It's a three-day event. It's free. There will be 7 stages for artists to perform, and over 100 artists will be performing at that festival over the course of those 3 days. It will be held in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. And I have some friends who go every year, and they say it's a lot of fun. Have you been? Or have you heard of it?
Not at all.
Bluegrass.
Haven't heard of it.
I would like to go. I used to work Sundays all the time, but now I have Sundays off, so I think I'm going to try to make it out there this year. Hopefully you will too, and we'll all listen to some good bluegrass together. Once again, that's Friday through Sunday, October 2nd through the 4th. It's free. Bring your kids. Bring your parents, bring your grandparents. It's family friendly. Anyone can go. So right now, I believe it's time to wrap up my show. Any final words?
No, not really. my show is on Friday.
Oh, yes.
From 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Tune in to DJ's Unspoken show.
Yeah, keeping it real, talking to Phil. Just, you know, we're going to be talking about the LGBT community, Ruby Rose and Orange is the New Black. So,
yes.
Tune in.
Orange is the New Black is really good. For those of you who haven't seen it, it's a Netflix original. So you can only find that on Netflix. But DJ Unspoken has a really good show. I was featured on it last week. I had a lot of fun. We talked about some really interesting topics. Had a great time. But just to wrap things up, if you can go see Janet Jackson, please do that. She hasn't performed in years. We don't know when the next time her performance is going to be, other than, you know, this tour. We don't know when her next album is coming out. It may be one of the last chances we get to catch her in action doing her thing live. Also, don't forget about R. Kelly, Keisha Cole, and Ginuwine, who will be at the Oracle in Oakland. And also, the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. I got it that time.
There you go.
There you go. That's also in October, the beginning of October, the 2nd through the 4th. Should be a lot of fun. Everyone can go. It's free. It's fun. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you have a chance to go see all the shows that I just mentioned. If not, you know, she'll be back here next January and then again in May for the Unbreakable tour. Remember that Unbreakable will be released later this year, so the tour is happening before the album has actually dropped. I hope you've had as much fun as I have, and please tune in next week to see which artists will be performing in our very own Bay Area next. This is Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks, music around the Bay, and you are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
You've been listening to Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks. Music around the Bay, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Tune in each day for different shows from Dominican students right here at radio.dominican.edu.